All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast, a podcast all about the experiences, aspects, and tips for the game we all love to hate. My name is Andy, and I'm here with co-host...
Dave.
Are you still doing, that?
I am still doing that, yeah.
All right, well, not for long. And together, we're here to...
Fuck shit up. No, I'm joking. I'm not quite ready.
I'm still waiting.
We're here to amaze your balls.
Okay, right, I'll tell you what, that'll do. Right, hang on. Let's just open up my can of fucking ginger beer.
So starting off and everything, Andy, I just want to say a big thank you for the guys who have liked and put comments on our Spotify and Apple stuff.
If you haven't already rated us on Spotify or iTunes, or fucking both, Dave.
Yeah.
It'd really do us a solid.
Yeah, do us a favour.
Yeah, it really helps us out. Helps us reach new audiences, helps us reach new people, grow the community, and, well, that's it, really, I think. I don't know if it does
Even
anymore.
If you comment, like, suck a bag of dicks, 5-star rating, it's fine.
Oh, don't. You know we're gonna get that now, right?
Oysted started that one.
Did you see that I uploaded to YouTube?
No. What did you upload to Tubes?
I've got 4 videos uploading to YouTube. They are 10-minute teaser tasters of the interviews.
Ooh.
So it's just the first 10 minutes of the interview, of each interview that we've done, and then links to the episode, I guess.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Because we've been doing some streaming and all that stuff, and you're affiliate on Twitch, which is cool, but the requirements on YouTube are way harder. So we just
100%.
Just need like way more content on there. So I thought, how can I... I've not uploaded a YouTube video in ages. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, just reaching a broader audience. At the moment, we're touching all spectrums. We've got...
you are.
You know, new... touching the guys with spectrums. But we're touching all corners of the 7 seas. Which sea is your best?
It's like when the doctor called up your mum when you were at school, like...
Yes, hello? Is that mother of David? Yeah, this is, I'm afraid he's a little bit, how can I put this politely, he's touching all of the spectrums.
Every single one of them spectrums. There was a one he didn't touch.
I think I'm going to add like a telephone call. So you haven't heard it yet, Dave, but the last episode, you know when the Polish president or prime minister kept calling us up?
Oh, keeps calling us up.
Yeah. it sounds like he's on the phone.
That's funny.
So I'm going to have people on the phone most episodes now because I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's mad.
Right, so hey, you're at home today. You're not away.
No, not this week. I was on a team building day that I thought was going to last a lot longer than it did, and we got cut away early.
Oh, why?
Well, let's just say the boss is heeding our feedback.
Oh, was it not a positive experience then?
It was positive as we're going to move forward as a team. It's he now clearly knows who the offenders of like not working so well together. He knows who the individuals are now and the team players, basically.
Why didn't he know that before? Why did it take a team building exercise to do that?
Because we filled out yesterday while we were at work, we all filled out these evaluations.
Right.
And like that's 180 questions or something, 160 questions we filled out. But it was like fast. It was like you were just meant agree, not agree, or undecided. There were just 3 options, boom, 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 all questions. You could just rattle through it. Barely took you like 5-10 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You could probably get through like one every 2 seconds. It weren't like strenuous. But it's so weird how it gauges everyone perfectly. It was just the weirdest thing. Like, literally, like, there was one guy that's like, he has no methodic approach to work, but yet his job requires him to be methodic, and it just picked him out straight away. It was just like he's in turmoil. It was said to him, basically said his head is in turmoil. Huh?
Was this your one?
No, mine is assertive judger.
I'm good. Oh, actually, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I judge you, bitches. And if you can't see that, I'm doing a Shaniqua click.
Assertive judger, but lacks authority. That's what we'll say.
No, I have the authority.
I'm authority. You're
my authority.
You're calm. Respect my
authority. Respect my authority.
Let's crack on. Well, hey, this is a good episode. We have to try and get one of these episodes in every 10 episodes, somewhere within that decade. This is the Community Chronicles for the 90s. Hit it! Da, da, da. All right. Oh, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I'm hey, buddy.
Talking here.
I'm walking here.
I'm talking here.
Hey, buddy.
That's what you should say when someone like talks over you. I've got a dude at work that does that all the frigging time.
Does what?
Talks over you.
Oh, motherfucker. What a rude character.
I have to put my hand up and be like, I am still talking. Because I'm not above that. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm still talking.
Yeah, today with that team building thing I was talking about, it was clear who thinks they're in charge and who is in charge. It was a bit funny sometimes. It's just like, and they're like, yeah, this is what Dave, they're like going through the jobs, this is what Dave does. If you need anything, you go to Dave for this, but don't go to him for this, this and this, because he'll know fuck all and just chill you off. And I'm like, I just stood there like nodding, going, yep, I definitely will. And at some point I've definitely gone, yeah, I'll sort that with you. I just done nothing with that information. They've gone, because I've been told before, I don't deal with vehicle maintenance, I deal with all the other stuff. And they're like, yeah, Dave, can you quickly just, you know, sort this vehicle out? Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, fuck off.
Hey, this is our own little Community Chronicles. This is not our Community Chronicles, Dave. This is their Community Chronicles. It's the community. It's their chronicleage. It's their story. All right. So we've picked the first one. You're going to read it. And that's it. We're ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I am, but I'm just double checking something.
Hey.
He's not Salty Ball Smoke. But his name is Salty Ball Smoke.
So I've pasted this chat into another group. So you guys dump it into the channel Community Chronicles, and then I've dumped it into a different chat. So it's just on its own, and I've renamed. Basically, the person that wrote this is called Salty Smoke, and. Yeah. I have written Salty Ball Smoke, and I really wanted you to read it out.
Yeah.
This ain't getting me, boy. Salty Ball Smoke.
Salty, smoky balls. Yeah, God, no.
That was so close.
Yeah. They said you sounded like an owl. It's mad.
Hey.
Oh, no,
seriously, who's fucking talking about me, Dave?
The fucking anxiety, what?
Hey, no, give no me their one. Fucking that. Where do they live? Give me their name. Tell them I'm
Aylesbury. They all live in Aylesbury.
Aylesbury Town Centre tomorrow at
3 o'clock.
Noon. No, noon. At dawn? When do Cowboys dawn. Shoot? Is it dawn?
Noon. It's noon.
Noon. Right. At yeah. Noon. No. You better be noon. There, you yellow belly son of a bitch.
You damn Reb. All right, let's get on with the chronicle.
Oh my God, you read my mind.
Let us get on with chronicle. Okay, this is from Salty Smoking of Balls. No, I'm joking. This is from Salty Smoke. Get ready for this. I'm setting the mood. I play on console. Have just under about 1,000 hours playtime. I was playing on a PvP server on PlayStation, which was Raid Weekend. I'll come back to the reason I mentioned that later. Oh, there's a reason why he's mentioned this, Andy.
He's throwing in cliffhangers already. He's keeping us hooked.
The suspense. I was on Chernarus, scouting VMC when I saw two players enter the camo building. I was solo. I wasn't confident pushing the building on my own, so I wait for a little bit. A little time passed, and I see one guy appear in the window on the top floor. I had a Tundra and an SKS. I equip my Tundra, and I take the shot. Headshot. And the guy goes down. I was feeling confident at this time, so I decided to push for the other guy. I creep into the building, checking my corners, but the building was clear. I loot the dead man for his M4. As I come back out of the main doors, his friend was there waiting for me. We exchange fire. Somehow I live and the other guy goes down.
Dude, I'm actually enthralled in this story for some reason.
Yeah, and it's reading so well.
You are reading it so well. Well done. We're in our 30s and we've learned.
Fucking nailing this.
Oh, we're going to get us some certificates drawn up. It's brilliant.
Key stage one level reading. Hit. We move on to key stage two for the next 100.
Do you remember, was it Kipper? Kipper?
Kipper?
Yeah, there was like a, I think it was, there was a dog, a girl and a boy. They were my favourites. I can't remember what they are. The boy had brown hair, the girl had blonde hair, and they had a dog. I'm sure something, I don't know. I'm going to find it. If not, you guys find it for me, please, because that's going to play on my mind.
I don't know what films you rent for Blockbusters, but that's a weird one,
I've just Googled Kipper childbook and it's not that.
Spot?
No.
Spot's a dog.
Yeah, I know. I'll find it. You carry on reading.
Oh, okay. I loot and decide to leave. As I run past the long barracks, I realise someone was following me. He sees me and opens up with an AK. He misses. I turn around and we exchange fire. I hear my leg break and we both go uncon. Oh, I hate that sound. Oh, and on certain other servers that are not console, you get that broken arm sound as well, and it's even more harrowing. You're like, oh, fuck.
You had that. You had broken leg quite a few times on the weekend when you were streaming.
I did.
I was lurking for a lot of it, and then every time I looked over, you'd go uncon within like 30 seconds. I was like, oh, fuck. I think I'm your bad omen.
Yeah. We're less about the weekend's tomfoolery and shithousery. So when I come back around, I realise he's dead, but I'm now lying on the floor in the middle of the millie base with a broken leg and flashing red elf. We hate that. We do hate that. I crawl to a bush to make a splint and decide to wait for my leg to heal. Shots everywhere. And my pants are now brown. Someone
played
the brown noise. Someone played the brown noise. It's like, fuck.
One day I'll have enough in me to like put sound effects to these stories.
Oh yeah, we're evolving every 100 episodes. No, joking. Yeah.
Every 100 episodes we'll introduce one new feature.
Yeah, this one's the phone call. Once I recovered to the yellow health, I decided to return to the base and regroup, as I'm surprised I'm even alive at this point. When I get back to the base, I snag the barbed wire trying to get in, trying to get back in. I don't have any bandages and I was about to bleed out when I remembered I had a sewing kit.
Ah, yes.
Ah, he's been listening to our tips, sir. I patch up and I open the door, forgetting that my teammate, who wasn't on at that time, had set a bear trap for any pesky raiders.
You know what's going to happen.
I step in it.
No!
He stepped in it! I break my leg again! Oh! Why? Why me? I've got nothing left! Cursing a lot. Oh, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck! That's what he sounded like. Cursing a lot, I use the last of my sewing kit and patch myself up again. And I use the sprint I already had. I step through the second gate.
Right.
Bang. Another bear trap.
You're fucking joking.
Your teammates are sadist. He's a motherfucker.
After the first one, you should be looking out for him, dude.
Or why is he going into his own base at this point?
Yeah, this is his own base. Yeah.
Why is he bear trapping his own base?
For Raiders. He said that at the beginning.
This is not Raiders of the Lost Ark, bro.
No, it's in case the three bears from Goldilocks raid his base.
Oh, this base is too small. This base is too big. Your base is just right, Salty Smoke. After all that, I struggle, I bleed out, and I die in my own base.
Oh, man. That's fucking gutting. But good story, dude.
Do you know when he said, I will come back to the reason I mentioned that?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Are we missing something?
Nope. I think he is.
Oh, okay. It's not us. It's normally us.
I mean, it still might be. I don't know, though. Yeah. Oh, and also, I found out that book.
No one cares.
Don't you remember Biff and Chip?
Yes, I remember Biff and Chip.
And then
yeah.
they got a dog, which was Biff, Chip, and Kipper.
Fuck Kipper, man.
What?
Like, nah, man, you can't get
you
in.
Fuck my dog.
You'll come around my house. You'll kick my dog.
You fuck my dog.
Yeah. Oh, no way. Biff and Chip. I remember Biff and Chip. I don't remember old Kip and Nipper.
So why did I even start bringing that up?
Yeah, I don't know. Even
because you mentioned Key Stage 1, that was all.
Oh, yeah, Key Stage 1. Yeah.
I don't know. These were Key Stage 4 and up.
We weren't there yet, and we're still not there, so we have no right to mention.
I remember reading them in high school.
Upper school?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't refer to it as high school. We're not.
So you completely missed the point that I was reading a children's book.
Children's book in, yeah. That's why. We were playing Pokemon cards, and I still do, so age is irrelevant.
I wasn't reading these books. So these were in lower school. Did we not call it high school?
No, it was upper school. We went lower, middle, upper.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah, it's been fucking so long. I don't remember. I remember the Goosebumps books. They were sick.
Yeah, they were fucking good. Goosebumps books were fucking great. They were a good read. I remember trying to read the Lord of the Rings books, first one.
Dude, I remember you telling me that you've got the Lord of the Rings books, right?
Yeah.
And I think about this maybe once a year. I remember telling you you're full of shit because the films have only just come out. I was like, there's no way they've written the book already.
I think I remember that because I tried to read it once on the walk home and then you were like, mate, I don't know what happens in that book. And of course you do, you've seen the film, you fucking idiot. I says, I just want to read the book to see if the book's any better because there's only so much they could put in a film. And you're like, nah, seen that film, mate. I know what happens.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, let's move on to another one. Friendly? This story is from Diadru Bedic. He sent this one in actually in June. We just didn't fit it into the last episode because I think he featured very heavily in the one before. So we were like, "That fuck you, man."
Fuck you, man.
But we're going back. We're going to roll back and read it out now. So, oh, look, it's another raid weekend.
Is it? Maybe they're on the same server or maybe they're friends. Maybe Diadru Bedic's that geezer's fucking teammate.
Maybe he's like, oh yeah, so I set some bear traps in my base, right?
So I came in blasting.
On a community server during raid weekend. I almost said Wade weekend then.
Wade? Yeah. Deadpool?
Like, Widowily!
A Wade?
I'd locked outside my locked base.
Where I set bear traps.
Hoping to pop in unannounced. And I sure did. Three fellas speaking a foreign language, all in game chat, fumbling, figuring out the front gate. So I guess, like, what, are they trying to break the code lock or something?
Yeah, I think they're trying to guess the three number. Combination ones are not easy. They're quite easy to break,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I gave an extra loud hoot-tee-hoo. I'm assuming that's how he said it, because that's how I would have said it.
Yeah.
The two scrambled while one spun aimlessly and ate a few of my AKM rounds. Peppered the tail of one bushman. Why is he called?
Peppered the tail? Is he a raccoon?
I'm sure if I dropped him and the other plane disappeared. All while squealing and shouting at each other in what I think must have been French. Sacre bleu!
Merde! No baguette!
They're stuck around for a good 15 minutes with no signs, so I headed to a heli crash I heard, expecting them to do the same. Got into the first town and I was chased by a horde to a nearby guard shack. So I closed myself in and boom, restart. Raid weekend ended. I thought he meant boom like he got shot, but he didn't. He means boom like the server restarted.
Boom, I hit a landmine.
Maybe it's like Hunger Games where they make a big cannon sound to signify. I log in as soon as I can and I hear proper beating outside. Step out to find two different Frenchmen beating zombies off. You know, you wanted me to put beating
I'm glad you added that last bit in, man.
Two different Frenchmen beating off zombies. They tell me they'd been on me for miles and had watched me have a firefight earlier, planning to ambush me, but they narrowly missed out on their chance.
Missed out.
The most natural interaction I've had in DayZ. I look forward to PvP raids now. Wait, hang on. Is the fucking core of this story? He had a fight. He went looking for him. He met two other people who claimed to have seen this fight and they followed him and they were planning to ambush him, but they couldn't. So they told them their plan.
I think that's the gist of it, bro.
And then what? I don't feel like that story's over. A, who killed who? B, they are definitely the same people.
Yeah, what's the odds of having like 8 Frenchmen on our server?
I reckon they've got a base somewhere close by. They dropped their shit.
Drop your shit.
Ah, well, okay.
Okay.
Ah, man.
Hmm,
see? Friendly! Dave.
All right, this... Yeah?
You've picked the longest story.
I know, but I feel I'm on the flow at the mo.
All right.
Lyrical stylist. I'm M to the B. M. No, I'm joking. Right, so... This is from Grizzy K.
One of our... B to the V and the E.
Okay. So this is Grizzy K, one of our avid listeners and one of our top participants in the Discord. Big shout out to you, Mr. K, Mr. GK. Okay. A little preface to my Community Chronicles story.
Fucking barking at me.
Yeah, I know, just barking at my mic now. Fucking. A little preface to my Community Chronicles story. I just hit 100 hours on DayZ on PC. I had recently made the transition from Xbox, but I never played DayZ on the Xbox. But I still were playing controller for most of my games that I played until I come across DayZ. Then I sucked it up. I have played solely keyboard and mouse. Those 100 hours came in about 3 weeks, and I have been devouring the Friendly podcast and all the videos to do with DayZ on YouTube.
We got mentioned.
Truly obsessed. I read that as obese in my head.
I'm truly obese.
I'm truly obese. My... What's that? What's the scale of obesity again? What's that? They call it something, don't they? Like muscle index or something? Or no? Was it something like that?
BMI? Yeah, body BMI. Index.
Yeah. My BMI was extremely high. Like my DayZ hours. Not a flex. No, I'm only joking. All right. Truly obsessed, if I'm being honest.
Legend.
Admittance is the first stage of acceptance, okay?
Hi, my name's Andy, and I listen to Friendly DayZ podcast. It's been 3 days.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm a sexual fiend.
I think we're in different meetings.
Sorry, wrong room.
Right, come on, this is a long story. Let's go.
Yeah, this is where my story begins. Well, your story began 2 hours ago. Motherfucker. Oh, God, he goes through everything, don't he? This is great.
Full immersion.
I sit in my chair. Yeah, full immersion. Put your fucking VR gear on, guys. I sit in my chair, crank the PC on, and press play. After being on vacation for 1 week, I log into my...
That number is 8.
I know. I'm trying to hard... I log into my 8-hour run on the official Churara server. And to my surprise, I am in the building north of the hospital in Zelenogorsk.
Where's that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Because it's the little blue medical, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just like...
Just a random town building.
Mm. Yeah. It all comes rushing back to me. The cough, the sneezes, the torrential downpour, lightning storm. I had made my way to Zelenogorsk in desperation to find meds and a cure for my awful respiratory infection. Jesus, man. He's really selling this. I'm coughing and sneezing like it was 2020. We like that. I found them and had to log off before heading on vacation.
Oh, shit. Okay. So he's been on a run. He's playing with this character for 8 hours. Got fucked up by Daisy ecosystem and then went on holiday for a week.
He's like, fuck that, I need a rest. Where's the nearest flight to Barbados? Let's just fucking grab it. As my brain floods with all these awful memories, I try to gather my bearings from looking out from a second floor window. Yeah, because it's the like townhouses just up the stairs, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, boy. Yep. Then I hear it 15 seconds after logging in. The front door opens.
Oh.
What's the rule, Andy?
Listen.
There's always someone in Zeleno.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like when you remember we've got another tip where you log in, just log sit in, and listen.
Sit and listen.
He's done it.
Also, he's done... Two of our tips are basically, this guy just loves friendly podcasts. He's just proving how good we are. Thank you. Royalties will be in the post. My heart rate immediately spikes. And I try to remember my training. Training. I pressed my shotgun hotkey. For some reason, my hotkey HUD had gone MIA. Oh, you got the bug as well. Motherfucker. That. Yeah, I hate that. And I completely froze, not knowing what to do. I hear this person rummaging through the house, opening door after door, like Dave rampaging through his fridge after a night out on the booze. How does he know what I'm like? Motherfucker.
He knows you too well.
I'll sit and eat lettuce, it's the last thing in the fucking fridge, as long as I'm getting my chow.
I thought you meant like rummaging through the fridge looking for a cucumber to shove up you.
Get it up, yeah. Where's the nearest carrot?
You get really horny after a night on the drink, man. You're just like, I need a fucking cucumber. Where is it?
Where is it? Banana. I remain perfectly still, trying to pray that I am just imagining things. Let the bad man go away. Let the bad man go
away.
That's
not going to end well.
Please let the bad man go away. But then I hear him running up the stairs. He opens one door upstairs as I sit still in the corner of my room, waiting for the inevitable to happen. Waiting for the inevitable to happen. My door opens. My back door opens. I shit myself. No, my door opens and he walks in and takes a look at the jacket on the floor and then turns to me sitting in the corner with no gun out. He immediately takes off running out of the room. I hear him running down the stairs when I yell, "What's up, dude? Sorry to scare you, but I was petrified after hearing you come into the house." He replied, "Dude, you scared the piss out of me. What the fuck you doing there, you son of a bitch?" No, he said, "What are you doing there being so quiet?"
I was not ready for that accent change, but now you have to keep it.
Yeah, the guy is Italian, so what were you thinking I was going for?
French.
North Macedonian.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
North Macedonian. Who knows that accent? We chat a little bit. "Hey, dude, how are you?" "Oh, yes, I am very well, yes.
Oui,
oui." "Oui, oui." "Ah, oh, no. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Si. Miscusi. We chat a little bit about me just logging on and having a good old laugh. I explained to him that my hotbar had gone and I'm still relatively new and I suck with mouse and keyboard. And I really don't want to die.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a valid point, yeah. Yeah. When he says, "Come down
up, on me." Accent, please.
Oh, wait. "Why don't you go down on me?" No,
Come on, we're like halfway through the story.
Yeah, sorry. "Come down, I believe. There is only three of us in the town." I reply, "You are with someone." He says, "Yeah, come down. We don't want to hurt you, but wave when you come down the stairs, as we know you are friendly." I agree to come down and make my way to the top of the stairs. I can see both their heads peeking in from opposite sides of the doors. I'm about 10 feet out of the building. I then start coming down the stairs slowly and say, okay, I'm going to wave now. But instead of pressing F1, I press 1 and whip out my shotgun. I hear them yell, oh, whoa, 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 monsieur, what are you doing?
He's so French. Unless this is his French friend.
This is his French friend. No, this is, one Italian, one French. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. That just sounded so
as I start panicking and screaming, I know, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got nothing left. I keep telling them my hot bar is not up and I'm sorry. They end up being super cool and Italian and French, but about the situation, and we had a good laugh about it. I did in fact ask if they were listening to the podcasts, but they both said no. Oh. No, Migno. And I still told them they should check it out. Well, that is a good plug.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. We like a good plug, don't we, Andy?
We do. Big old cucumber-shaped butt plug.
Oh, big old second-hand butt plug. They asked if I had a spark plug, which I did, and I gave it to them. They offered me a ride west where I was heading, but they heard my sneeze and we both agreed to go our separate ways. Oh. They offered me some meds, but I was already pretty full on tetra and vitamins. Vitamins?
Vitamins. We say vitamins.
But I say potato. No, I don't.
My mother's my sister.
Oh, get off the dang roof. So they didn't need to give theirs away. Incredibly awesome experience that left me even more hungry to play. Kudos to those guys.
As another example of the best stories are at the beginning of your journey, I think.
Oh, man. You have so many ones at the start, don't you? Like when you don't know what you're doing. Like he's like fucking shit himself. Let's press F1 to then pull out his shotgun. I would have unloaded on the guy. That guy wouldn't have stood a chance.
Good. I mean, it didn't. I don't know. No action or anything like that. It was just. It was an interaction, right?
It was a great interaction, man.
And just, we've all been there as well. We can all empathise with that. A, pressing the wrong button. B, shitting yourself when you hear someone you don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, staying still. You know, a good one that I've done is if there's like a jacket in a room, I've hid behind the door. So certain doors, you know how they open. You're behind the door, the other guy, people don't look behind doors, they look at the loot on the floor. And sometimes you got the drop on them, but it seems like you shit these guys up. You give me such a fright. Sac ma bleu.
Right, let's do another one. Team up.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This story comes in from Boyki. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Boyki?
B-O-I-K-I? That's Boyki, isn't it?
This guy's Polish. The other guys are French and Italian.
Boyski. Right, so Boyki says, I have around 1,500 hours on DayZ on PC, and I've been playing it for around a year now. My story is the peak of my PvP / luck on DayZ thus far. This was on Generous, on the main Aftermath server, and my team and I were contesting a King of the Hill up at Devil's Castle. Now, Devil's Castle has been slightly altered on Aftermath, where it has around 5 military barracks and a HQ building. The King of the Hill capture zone was in the main tower in the middle, and we set up as follows. PvP specialist was inside the castle, capping point. Our team Donkey... Imagine getting labelled. Dave, you're the team Donkey, mate, all right?
Yeah, great.
We'd definitely change that to ass, though. The designated ass.
Stop kicking my ass.
Our team Donkey was covering the main door to the tower, and I was guarding the main entrance facing altar. A player sneaks in past the Donkey. Okay, now I get why they call him Donkey. And up the stairs, where he manages to take out our PvP guy. Shit. I turn my attention towards a team pushing from the east when I'm rattled to the top of the main tower. Fast forward, and my teammates have logged off since it was late at night. Wait, what have I missed? Why did we fast forward?
Did he say fast forward? Yeah, fast forward. My teammates logged off since it was late at night. Oh, yeah.
And I, on the other hand, decided there were plays to be made.
Ooh.
Right, hang on a minute. So, PvP guy died.
Yeah, donkey's died.
Is donkey dead? How did donkey die?
Well, if they kill PvP guy by getting past donkey, donkey must be dead or just a donkey.
Maybe. Okay. All right. So maybe they're not coming back. Okay.
Maybe
right,
like,
okay.
Fuck okay. This. I'm going ham.
Oh, shit. Okay. So look. So, Boyki died as well.
Oh, Boyki.
I spawned in Berezino and began sprinting back at Devil's Castle. On the way, I noticed that another survivor is doing the same as me, only 200 meters in front. I loot a spotter from a building on the way there. Just as my marathon competitor opens into a field, I take aim and fire. The gun jams immediately. And the see you next Tuesday doesn't even notice anything has happened. Oh, it's fucking jammed on the first shot.
Yeah. That's bad.
Wait, does the bullet not still come out on the first if it jams?
The first one should hit him, but that means obviously it's just a sport around. It may not have been hitting.
Yeah, but the sporter, like, its range of audio is still like 3,000 meters, something like that, 2,500.
Really, the sporter?
So maybe it was. Yeah. We had this conversation when we spoke about maybe 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really?
Maybe it was already jammed and he just didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, maybe, maybe it was X that he didn't know.
Anyway. I follow him into Devil's Castle from the east, noticed he's meeting a teammate who was fully geared. I skirted around outside the wall and vaulted up through one of the windows. I see two players running around looking for others when one of them is peppered by autofire. In the calamity, I drop down into the compound and sneak around into where the injured player is bandaging. I pull out my steak knife and I go to town on him. This leaves me with a 308 semi-auto rifle, 15 bullets in the mag, but no armor. It is like Metal Gear Solid, this shit.
Snake. Huh?
What was that? I then immediately turn on his teammate and take him out. The race is on, as this King of the Hill spawns a helicopter right outside of the main castle building. I dart north and wrap up past the HQ building, mowing down a loot donator in the process. What the fuck is that?
A loot donator.
Oh.
It's just a dead body.
He
just
killed someone.
Yeah.
That's a wicked way to call it.
Loot
Thanks
donator.
Thanks for your donation.
Welcome to the Church of Loot.
Before stopping maybe 50 metres from the helicopter, I start crouch walking towards a barrack, which is directly opposite the helicopter spawn location. When out the corner of my eye, I see a fully decked survivor standing right in front of me. I take him down with a shot to the head. I quickly grab his gun and vest and dart for the heli. It takes about 10 seconds for the rotors to spool, and just as I lift off, there's a torrent of fire coming from nearby. I hold the lift button, and I never look back.
Oh, bubba boy.
What? So when he said there were plays to be made, hell yeah, there were plays to be made.
He was there to fuck shit up.
When his mate, when Donkey and PvP guy came back on the next day and Boyki told him that story, they were like,
bollocks.
That didn't happen.
Bollocks.
That didn't happen.
They're like, that's fucking bollocks.
If there is a video to this story, chuck it in self-promo and Dave will be forced to make it video of the week.
To be fair, Boyki, if you got a video of that, that'd be epic. We're going to rename you Chuck Boyki.
Boyki the Barbarian, because he took out that guy with the steak knife.
John Boykwick.
Fuck. John Bwick. That just sounds like you're saying brick, but weird.
Like breakfast. What's going on here?
Bro, we're running out of time. We've got one more story to do. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Are you friendly?
This is our last Community Chronicles of this episode, and it's from Skeezatron, one of our newest members, but has been quite, been in the Discord.
He was in the Twitch chat the other day as well.
Yeah, he was. He was supporting me on the Twitch chat, so fair play.
So was Grizzy K as well.
Yeah, so was Grizzy K, yeah. And this is his story. Eyes down. My first DayZ experience. The year was 2014. I'm visiting a friend of mine in the bright light nightlife.
Bastard.
Fucking.
Fuck you, Skeezatron.
Fucking hell. That's a tongue twister. Say that three times when you're drunk.
I'm visiting a friend of mine in the bright light nightlife. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, bro. I'm visiting my friend in Las Vegas and he whips out his Alienware gaming laptop.
He whips out his Alienware gaming laptop
and he's peeing.
In 2014.
Yeah.
That fucking show off.
Yeah, what? Well, he's got some dull hairs. I'd never seen anything quite as meaty as this laptop before. Hey, nice. So he says some of his classmates told him about this zombie survival game called DayZ, and we load in, and there we are, just standing there, listening to the wind. I ask him, what do you do in this game? I went, what do you do in this game?
Where's he from?
He's from New York, isn't he?
New York!
He's
visiting in his friend in Vegas.
He's travelled a long way. So he went from, the Big Apple to, the bright nightlife of the city of Las Vegas. He's gone all the way down south.
People are going to stop putting Community Chronicles in because we just ripped.
he tells me something along the lines of, what do people from Las Vegas sound like? It puppy. It puppy, you're supposed to find items and just kind of survive, eh?
Oh, you kind of sounded like, what's his name from episode one? Annie!
Oh, little Annie.
Little Annie.
You just had a son of Lost Isley or something.
My Isley.
We start running. And when I say we, I mean he would run for about 20 to 30 minutes, pass me the laptop, then I would run for 20 to 30 minutes. Wash, rinse, and repeat.
Those are the instructions on my dick and ball shampoo.
Instead of Head and Shoulders, you've got dick and balls. Lovely. Don't use that brand, guys. That's the cheap Lidl version. Over about 2 hours, we found what I'm pretty sure was a hiking backpack. I'm pretty sure. What does
Calm
it say?
Calm down there, guys. Calm
Jesus.
Down.
Jesus. Hold back. We're thinking. Who's saying this? Let me see who's saying this.
I reckon it's Annie.
Oh, yeah. Now we can just hold more things, eh? Puppy. The problem then became finding things to hold.
Oh no, is this going to turn into a weird sex story?
Yeah. As we found a secondhand fleshlight and a half-chewed dog toy.
So when it was my friend's turn, I just held his ass.
I just slung it in. No, the problem then became finding things to hold, as there was absolutely no loot anywhere. Eventually, we came across a small town with maybe 3 houses, a hamlet. They come across a hamlet. We hear a voice in the distance.
I'll do. Let me do this.
Let's do. You can do the third guy. Yeah.
Kill me.
I'm melting. Remember that. I'm melting.
Hey, I'm getting the performance of my life here.
Sorry,
crack on with the story.
Kill me.
We tried to pinpoint the location of the voice. What was that? And sure enough, we hear it even louder.
Kill me! Kill me!
We found this geezer prone in the middle of the road. We were like, what the fuck? He proceeds to tell us,
I've broken both of my legs and I can't move. Please kill me. I'm stuck here. I can't move. Just kill me so I can respawn.
So, we punch him. We realise we only knocked him uncon. We take his sweater and leave him uncon in the middle of the road for whoever else may come across this poor soul.
No.
Son of a bitch. As we were leaving, we hear his pleas of salvation. And now...
Come back! Come back!
You sons of bitches! And now we have a hiking backpack and a sweater. My friend went to sleep. Oh, okay. They have a hiking backpack and a sweater. My friend went to sleep. And I spent the next 6 hours just walking around. What a blast it was too. I didn't play the game again until I got my first PC this year, February.
Wow.
Wow. 2024 February. Oh, so you literally didn't play it for 10 years. I'm a fucker. It's been a blast jumping back into a completely different game with the same rush feeling I had 10 years ago. Cheers, geezers.
Fucking hell, man. That's Imagine, like, oh, this is the best game I've ever played. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Wait 10 years.
And I just hope that there's still a community and that the game is still of live service. And
imagine if you had that much faith. Yeah, I know that game will be there in 10 years. See you soon.
He knew, man. He knew.
He sneezed, and 10 years later, boom, pow.
Oh, there was some fire great
trucks.
Stories.
He was only waiting for the fire trucks to come in.
That's it. I think from now on, whenever there's like another character, the other person has to voice it.
Yeah, you can only do the maximum of two characters, then the other person has to jump in on the third character.
All right, fair enough.
That was excellent. That was a great performance, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Honestly, I've got theatres in Milton Keynes like asking, like, can you guys do stuff for us?
What kind of stuff? Hand stuff? Mouth
scat,
stuff?
Scat porn.
Okay.
Dungeon deal. Scat porn. Okay,
I'm not sure what that is, but...
No, neither way, but this PR guy is pretty cool.
Friendly!
Okay, video of the week.
Ooh.
Video of the week today is a unique video of the week.
Oh, okay.
So this is someone that I only subscribed to about a week ago.
Really, what did?
And he released a video. His name is Barbarous.
Okay. Oh, that name rings a bell. Let me YouTube him real quick. Carry on.
You the Tubins? Yeah. His name's Barbarous, and the video is PvP on boats in DayZ is crazy fun. Right. It's a modded server, highly modded server, and they basically have very good PvP on these like little fast dinghy boats, but they're able to shoot at them. So it's one thing I always wanted to happen in DayZ, and it seems like the modded community that I have answered is being able to shoot out of vehicles, and you see it in this video. So I'm going to put the link in the video of the week links, and check this video out. Honestly, you'll be so surprised on how cool it is.
I think I saw a clip of this on Twitter, or maybe it was a short or something like that, but I've definitely seen this. Yes, it is great.
Yeah, it's mad.
Also, this guy's huge.
Yeah, I know.
Does he stream?
This guy is very big. I don't know. I need to find some more out about this Barbarous.
Live stream VODs, 4 videos on YouTube. Yeah. But maybe he streams somewhere else.
He's got a Twitch. He's got a Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a Discord as well, which I'm going to join.
And no VODs on Twitch either.
Okay.
But, okay, good.
Yeah, check him out, guys. His link will be in the thing.
The thingy thing. Just do the thing.
What the thing?
Oh, and he does good. He's got some playlists here, like Deer Isle Faction mini series. I like them when they do like a series of videos.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy seems to be a storyteller.
Wait, this isn't Baba. Is this Baba?
No, this ain't.
The Dozen Chopper was playing with.
It might be, yeah.
Oh, hang on. PvP on boats. Let me have a look at his videos. Is it one of those videos is rearmed with Dozen Chopper? Yeah, dude, it is. So he had video of the week. I've just found the movie. That video was video of the week for Dozen Chopper's episode. And now his very next video is your video of the week.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's so good.
Holy shit. Ah, fuck. Okay. Do you know what? I still haven't watched that movie. So now I've just outed myself. I'm going to have to watch both.
Yeah. Honestly, genuinely, like, I really enjoyed that video. And it makes me jelly belly.
So we were streaming on... What map are we streaming on?
Friday Anastara.
Anastara? Who's ever called it that, Dave? Come on, get a grip. What the fuck was that noise?
That was me going...
Oh.
Poo-pooing you.
So we were trying to meet up with each other, weren't we? And we don't know that map very well. We've only played it a handful of times. We met a guy called... Was his name Nico?
Nico.
He was sick.
Oh, you met a guy called Nico and he was so sick. Cool.
I plugged the podcast to him hard. Nico, if you listen to this fucking episode, reach out. You were amazing, dude. You were amazing.
You were very good. And your PvP was quite good as well.
And he was just like fearless as well. It was so fun. But Dave and I were trying to meet each other and we were trying to... I had a compass and I was orientating Dave by the sun location. So I put the sun on your right shoulder and then you're facing north, whatever, that kind of stuff, right? Now, there got to a point in the day where it was quite overcast and you couldn't actually see the sun anymore. I said, Dave, where's the sun? And he said, I don't actually know.
I can't see. There's no brightest light in the sky as such.
It was all bright.
Sometimes, yeah, it was all bright.
That sounds like a product, doesn't it?
It was all bright. Toothpaste. All bright, your teeth.
So we're like, oh shit, we're fucked. Well, Fryer comes into chat. Well, he was in chat, but Fryer says... There might not be any sun, but you do have shadows.
Oh, game changer.
So we looked down. Fuck yeah. We had shadows. Like, it was like clear as day. So that meant wherever that shadow was pointing, the sun was like the opposite side of you. So instead of using the sun to direct, this is like a double tipper. If you're directing someone, you can use the sun, put the sun on your right shoulder, put the sun directly behind you or whatever. But instead we started using the shadow. Right, put the shadow in front of you and run that way. And that's called the Fryer compass.
We call that with the Fryer compass.
On most maps, the sun rises on the east, and like midday, it's pretty much dead south, isn't it? Because we're in like way northern hemisphere. So the sun is like dead south, and then it sets in the west. So southwest-ish. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's not a map that does it a different way.
No, but you never know with some of these modded maps if they're ever going to change. You never know.
No, you never know. So there we go. The Fryer compass. It saved us. It works, didn't it? We got...
Found you where you were, yeah.
Nice. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Oi! What episode was that? 94?
Yeah.
Oh, man alive, man alive. We have got... I'm going to give you a little sneaky peek, but only a bit of a tease, really. We have got some killer interviews lined up for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, mate, it's so good. I was talking about it on the stream. It looks so good. What we've got coming
up. Have you told anyone?
No, I haven't.
Good, because it's secret. Secret squirrel.
Only you?
Oh, I don't know.
You know?
No, I don't know. I just know that they're good.
Oh, you know who they are?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You just told me that they were good. I'm believing you. I have trust in you, that's all.
Mm. Yeah, but PR's doing well at the moment. PR.
We got some fucking killer interviews coming
episodes.
Up. Yeah, really, really fun. I really can't wait for them. It's going to be so exciting. Thank you, everybody who's joined us listening to Community Chronicles. If your story wasn't read out, don't worry. We will read it out another time. And if anybody's got any like Goosebumps or Biff and Kipper books, then send them to my PO box.
Sweet.
Or don't.
PO.
I don't have a PO box, so... Don't do that. What now?
Nah. Well, that seems to be the end of the episode, Andy.
It is.
And one thing we haven't done...
Oh, no.
...is we haven't done a little plug.
This episode's too fucking long. It's too long.
Yeah, I know. It can't be. Because what we've got... If we've got merch out there, guys. We've got some really good merch. Andy has done some great work on some merch. He has done some excellent t-shirts. Check them out. Have a look. Unfortunately, you have missed out on the discount code, but there may be another one coming round in the fall or autumn for us normal people.
And join our Discord, because I chuck in some random... I think I've done a Discord discount, which it was like, I'm in the Discord or something like that, which is... Yeah. It just goes up randomly, comes off again, but you'll join the Discord, you'll be in the know.
And it's so close to our 100th episode that, in fact, we have got a giveaway on that episode as well, so get your taste buds tingling now.
Have we?
We have.
Do you know how it's going to work?
Our said... guest is going to pick someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
How?
He picks randomly. He don't know him. At random.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll do a spin bot thing. Because it still needs to be random. You can't have someone just pick something. I don't
think, he just goes, he says stop.
Oh no, but you can just say pick a number.
Oh yeah, pick a number.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the they are Rocat earphones used in episode 72.
Lightly used from a pet and smoke free home.
One careful owner.
Full logbook.
Full
service history.
Were no mic, no life. You have now a mic and you will live.
For a little while longer, at least.
Yeah, until you pull out your shotgun instead of putting your hands up. Yeah. But yeah, guys, please check that out. The merch. Please, like, join the Discord. So it's the Discord where you're going to get all the information, whether you need to put in a Community Chronicles or not. And, just genuinely give us a good review on Spotify and Apple Music, because we would much appreciate it if you did. It would do us a massive solid.
I did one of them earlier.
I thought yours was less than solid.
Well, that's the end of the episode. It's going quickly downhill. So be good. We love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Have you ever killed a houseplant before? Don't worry, you are not alone. But what if I told you you're not destined to be a plant killer? What if I told you you could not only fill your home with gorgeous, luscious, happy, thriving plants, but live a happier life through caring for them? Hey, new plant friend, my name is Maria. I am a former plant killer turned happy plant lady and host of the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where it is my life's mission to help you grow happy plants and thrive alongside them. Because when you learn to care for plants, you really learn to slow down, connect with nature, and nurture yourself too. Each week, I share expert tips, inspiring conversations, and soulful planty wisdom to help you grow a greener, happier life. So if you're ready to turn your plant struggles into plant joy and get the green thumb you've always dreamed of, search Growing Joy with Plants wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe. That's Growing Joy with Plants podcast. Let's grow some joy together.